When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 55 of Dare to Be. Today's title is Do Not Fear, Only Believe. Janny Ortlund once wrote, "The answer to our fears is faith, real, fear-shrinking faith in the God who loves us and gave Himself for us." Our text for today is from Mark chapter 5, verses 35 through 40. "While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, 'Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?' But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, 'Do not fear, only believe.' And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, 'Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping.' And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was." Jairus' urgency was placed on hold while Jesus stopped to heal a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. Imagine the fear, frustration, and panic that must have occurred through the delay. The wait was finally over, but then the dreadful news arrived that his daughter had died. The following phrase spoken to Jairus seems harsh and insensitive. "Why bother the teacher any further?" That is not what you want to hear after the news that your daughter has died. There is no, "I'm sorry about your loss." No one from his household said, "I'm praying for you." They said, "Don't pester Jesus anymore." The messenger didn't realize that our problems never bother our Savior. The Lord is eager to help. Jesus' divine nature is to seek and save. Jesus overheard the terrible news and immediately offered up words of hope. "Do not fear, only believe." Rodney Cooper writes, "Jesus, who knew what he was about to do, comforted and encouraged Jairus. He told him to just believe." The Greek manon pistou denotes continued action. Jesus was asking Jairus for more than a single act of belief. He was telling him to have a continuous, steady, ongoing faith, a no matter what type of faith, the type all Christians are called to exhibit. The only thing that could heal Jairus' heart was hope. The one thing that could take away his fear was placing all of his faith in Jesus. R.C. Sproul's observations are worth noting. From verse 35, from a human perspective, all hope for the girl was lost. We can reach that point. The point where we say to ourselves, "Why should I trouble God anymore? Everything I feared would happen has happened. Why should I bother praying now? My husband died. My child died. I'm dying. Why trouble God now?" At such times, we must remember that we should never stop troubling the Lord, because it is never any trouble for Him to hear us cry and to wipe away our tears. So Jesus immediately said to Jairus, "Do not be afraid, only believe." It was as if Jesus was saying to him, "Jairus, I know what they said. I know you're devastated, but it's not too late. Despite what they say, do not be afraid, Jairus. Do not give in to your terror. Just trust me. This is not over." With those words, Jesus sent the crowd and most of his disciples away. Only his inner circle of disciples, Peter, James, and John, were permitted to go with him. When Jesus arrived at Jairus' house, he witnessed an uproar of grievers. Most likely, these were professional mourners hired by the family, as was the custom of that day. Jesus put a stop to all their wailing. When the Lord told them that she was not dead, the mourners mocked him. So Christ put them all outside and took the child's parents and went into where the dead child was. The Old Testament law stated that someone could be defiled and declared unclean by touching a dead body. That's from Numbers 19:11 through 13. Likewise, when the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, he would have been rendered impure, according to Leviticus 15:19 and 20. Yet Jesus showed that love for others outweighs ceremonial law. Jairus finally has Jesus in the presence of his daughter. But she has died in the delay. However, everyone in the room would soon learn that a setback can become a setup for an even greater miracle. Some questions to consider. How do you handle situations with God when it seems like He's delayed? How can you trust that God's timing is always perfect? Why do you think Jesus omitted all the doubters and mockers from witnessing what would take place in the dead girl's room? And finally, why do you think Jesus only took three disciples with him? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.